Good evening, Twitter. This is Deborah Puma Campari. Thought I'd give you a little light relief from Twitter band. So here's an audio boo. I'm going to do a reading from Ian Fleming's Live and Let Die. Chapter 9, True or False. Bond looked at the telephone, then he got up and walked over to the sideboard. He put a handful of ice cubes into a tall glass, poured in 3 inches of Haig and Haig, and swilled the mixture around in the glass to cool and dilute it. Then he drank down half the glass in one long swallow. He put the glass down and eased himself out of his coat. His left hand was so swollen that he could only just get it through the sleeve. His little finger was still crooked back, and the pain was so vicious as it scraped the cloth. The finger was nearly black. He pulled down his tie and undid the top of his shirt. Then he picked up his glass, took another deep swallow, and walked back to the telephone. Lighter answered at once. "Thank God," said Lighter with real feeling. "What's the damage?" "Broken finger," said Bond. "How about you?" "Blackjack, knocked out, nothing serious. They started off by considering all sorts of ingenious things. Wanted a couple meeting the compressed air pump in the garage. Start in the ears and then proceed elsewhere. When no instructions came from the big man, they got bored. And I got to arguing the finer points of jazz with Blabbermouth, the man with the fancy six-shooter. We got on to Duke Ellington and agreed that we liked our band leaders to be percussion men, not wind. We agreed that the piano or the drums held the band together better than any other solo instrument. Jelly Roll Morton, for instance. Apropos the Duke, I told him the crack about the clarinet. An ill woodwind that nobody blows good. That made him laugh fit to burst. Suddenly we were friends. If you like that audio boo, why not try doing one yourself? Just pick your favourite book off the shelf, select a page at random, and read and record and publish it.